Hey everyone, Alex Jabail here with another episode of the Jabodcast. It is June 28th, 2021. It is Monday morning. I'm getting ready for seven different meetings with DreamHack on a bunch of stuff we're planning because we have DreamHack Beyond coming up in less than a month, actually. And that was YouTube. And it's just, yeah, crazy weekend. I mean, elephant in the room, CEO, we reopened launch. We gave everyone a 2 weeks heads up when that would happen. And somehow Guilty Gear Strive had 200 additions in 4 seconds. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, people were so fast and instant. This is worse. This is signups for fighting game tournaments are getting worse than getting a PlayStation 5 or something. You know, PlayStation 5, it's a home experience. This is, you know, a travel experience and people want to plan. And it's been a learning experience as a TO. You know, something always comes up as a tournament organizer for me to learn. And a lot of people are taking the example of how crazy CEO's registration launch has been to kind of take a step back. You know, before COVID, we could run 20 different games and we wouldn't cap or hit any of the caps, whether you had a big or small venue. You know, we wouldn't have to cap anything. But people are so excited after being stuck at home for a year and a half that it's gone to a point where all our events are going to probably sell out into next year, especially like the big majors like the Evos, Combo Breakers, CEO, all the Smash events and such. And it's just wild to see. And then I think once everything kind of gets back to, excuse me, 100%. My God, I was talking a lot of AEW this weekend. You know, when everything gets back to normal, you're going to see a lot of the smaller events start to pop up. There's going to be new generations of tournament organizers that learned a lot about online tournaments coming into offline. So I think that's when the numbers will start to kind of taper off and when people have more choices. But, you know, it's an honor to have all this pressure, to be honest with you, to have CEO come, and we're at 3,500 registered people for an event in December. And, you know, I wish I had a bigger venue. I probably should have dropped a couple games to fit more people for the newer games coming out. A lot of things, but, you know, I have 5.5 months pretty much to prepare and put on the best event I can, and already planning out schedule. And, you know, now that it's sold out for a second time with the final cap, I cannot raise anything. And, you know, I now can plan out budgeting, staffing, commentary, all the whole nine yards, security, you know. So it's really good schedule, even the layout, you know, have lots of time to do that. And I'm going to do it sooner than later with my team, just so we can kind of make the most of this 60,000 square foot space for, you know, 3,500 people. Probably go up to 4,000 if you include staffing and all that, but that's it. Like, I hope to involve more spectator passes so people can bring their significant others that were planning to come to this trip. You know, another event popped up, Let's Make Big Moves. They hit, gosh, I think their 768 player cap. It's a single Smash event up in New York, which is congrats to them, man. I know how expensive New York can get. And they have a nice hotel, the New Yorker Hotel, I believe, in the center of Manhattan. So even I'm tempted to go, because I actually haven't been to New York City since 2004. Last time I went there was for a versus card game tournament when I was invited out there. And beautiful. I always remember it. 79th in Amsterdam at a friend's apartment for the weekend, and taking the shuttle. I'm sorry, the subway everywhere, walking around, seeing all the good food and different local restaurants was an amazing experience. So good luck to them. I know Summer Jam is launching registration today. I hope that does well as well. You know, and we're at a time where we got to rethink how we promote our events. You know, generally, for CEO, I've always made a Facebook event page. I didn't make one this year. You know, Instagram posts, tons of marketing, all the different games and singular posts. And I made one tweet and the event sold out. So that shows you the excitement. Obviously, I'm fortunate to have built a brand over a decade now. And, you know, the patience has paid off, especially after going through running an event as COVID started and having to give out nearly 1,000 refunds and pretty much lose everything on that event. And then now to be off to a great start for futures to come, I'm very excited. And, you know, every single game has hit its player cap. Now, I know for a fact people sign up for a game like Skullgirls that they didn't want to enter just to get a ticket to the event. But I have to catch up on about 100+ requests through my email of people that got into another game yesterday with the addition and then are dropping the other game. So we got 5 months to go until this event. I really expect a lot of people to ask for refunds or drop. And that's why I've been very lenient with refunds, especially with, you know, the restrictions that some places still have. And so I expect a lot of spots to open up. So a lot of people that really want to go, I have a feeling they're going to get in one way or another. They might not be able to enter the game they want, but I'll help you find a way the best that I can. But to see every game hit its cap already, you pretty much can't buy a ticket through the smash.gg/CO2021 site. So really great position to be in, scary position to be in, because a lot of pressure now. And, you know, that venue, it's going to be packed, you know, going to make it the best we can. We've actually had more back in 2016 and 2017 at that venue. And that's why I had I had something to go off on the capping. So we'll be prepared the best we can and just kind of look forward to it. You know, before I dive into how Twitter blew up yesterday, and I've actually gained 1,000 new followers in the last few weeks by speaking my piece and interacting with community members that have really weird takes or unique takes, but everyone has their views and I respect them. And it's funny to see stuff, but you'll always, you know, my best advice after all the years of me saying stuff that I shouldn't have back in the day and, you know, speaking out and using my, my reach to talk about stuff, always let the community do the talking for you. Now, honestly, if somebody says something and you want to respond, give it an hour. Somebody else is going to say exactly what you're thinking, and then you're good. Now, obviously, it won't have the same clout as the person in charge saying something, but I pick my battles, and I've pretty much won this whole year. We've still kind of been stuck at home, but registration happened. Some top players tweeted out like, you know, we need to save spots for players and everything now that things are selling out. Now, this is a situation none of us have ever been in for it to sell out, but to say that the people that go 0-2, which basically fund the event, give these people opportunities, is just absurd in my opinion. But it's also something to kind of think about as an organizer. Like, do you want an open bracket now with everything open? Do you want to turn to invitationals and kind of give people VIP treatment that will help promote your event and get you big numbers on the stream? I'm in a position this year, before even I thought CEO would do as well as it is for this year, was just bring back an event and bring everyone together to have a good time. I don't care about the stream viewership. I don't care about if somebody could get in or not. I mean, I genuinely feel bad for all the emails I got, like, me and my friends live in Orlando and we couldn't even register. And, you know, I actually feel really bad because I want everyone to have a good time and be able to get in. But I got to learn to deal with a sold out event and just focus on the people that we're able to and deal with all of that. So I understand people, you know, really wanting to go to this event. I also feel that a lot of people registered that I've already given out like 40 refunds before yesterday about like, oh, I didn't realize I had school finals. I just bought into the hype and wanted to get a ticket. So gave them refunds. I'm very lenient with refunds. A lot of conventions don't do any transfers or refunds. Generally, my rule of thumb is when you give a refund willingly, those people will feel bad about not being able to make it. I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, they're going to plan for your next event out of appreciation for treating their money with respect. So that goes a long way. That's paid off for me in the long run. Obviously, I don't really lose money. I lose a couple dollars in fees per transaction. But, you know, here or there, I don't care about the little pennies. I care about just the general excitement and running the event smoothly and not losing money, obviously. So going to keep handling all that as it goes into it. But really looking forward to, you know, I'm dealing with a couple sponsors, trying to make them fit as best I can. I'm actually going to be sold out on Artist Alley, vendors, all that stuff. So the event's going to be huge. I'm actually looking into bigger security for this year because there's just going to be so many people and I want everyone to feel as safe as possible coming back. And I have a feeling a lot of people are going to try to sneak in just as spectators. So we're going to have to deal with that. And, you know, security's expensive. But when you use your own staff, a lot of people see each other as friends and just like, yeah, go ahead. Or, you know, not people without badges, but, you know, they know everybody. If you get a third party security team where you have someone in their 50s that is doing their job, they're not going to care who you are. Like, even I would in Daytona walk by without a badge purposely. I'm like, excuse me, I shouldn't be allowed in. Like, we know who you are. I'm like, oh, I was just testing you, you know. Yeah, so we'll see how that all goes. You know, talking the equipment and stuff, getting ready for how many setups we need based on these numbers and such. It's going to be insane. So to have an event technically sell out twice, it feels good. I hope every event's successful this year and is run safely and everyone does well. And a lot of new faces are going to pop up that didn't go to events before. And I really think now that people have been stuck home, they're not going to miss out on live experiences anymore. You know, by the time December rolls around, there's already going to be hundreds of locals and offline events. And so people are already getting more comfortable getting back out there. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do until closer to the event. But as of now, if things were exactly how they are today, I would require masks while inside the venue around everybody. But then when you're outside, you're free, you know, the CDC guidelines. And in Florida, obviously, everything's is wide open. Do whatever the hell you want. You know, I honestly was vaccinated as soon as I can. I've been around people. I was at AEW this weekend. I still got tested for COVID just in case to be backstage with all my friends. And, you know, obviously clear. And just to be around a lot of people, and I still feel great. I lost my voice because I just talk too much sometimes catching up with friends. And, you know, so just continue to be safe. Take care of your health. I got back into the gym this morning after pigging out with catering and hanging out, you know, over the weekend with some friends, and then I got to exchange stories. My favorite thing about being around my friends at All Elite Wrestling is just the stories. And Jerry Lynn, one of my favorites, always so kind. And we were just talking about how in this day and age, it's so hard to top yourself as a grand scale event every year. Sometimes a reset is welcome, you know, and we all have a reset now to kind of learn from everything in the past and make it better, but without exceeding every single time. And obviously, you see these wrestling matches still, and, you know, Kenny Omega and Jungle Boy had a great event, a great main event, that being backstage and just seeing how happy everyone was with each other, seeing the live crowd go nuts for Jungle Boy is, you know, everyone sees a great future in him. But, you know, and still they wrestling over all these years. I've been watching wrestling as long as I've been alive, pretty much. And it still continues to surprise you with what they can do, and just to be so creative. It's kind of tied over into how we can be creative in fighting game tournaments and stuff. So we'll see how that goes. But AEW is great. It was my little break to see everybody before they start traveling again to live shows. They are doing their own Fyter Fest again. I'm glad they're going to continue the name. It's going to be in Texas in July. Not sure if I'm going to make it because my next topic, about basically DreamHack Beyond and, you know, DreamHack, my other job, has been keeping me busy. About to have a meeting in about a couple minutes, so I'm going to keep this one short. But, you know, so CEO registration, what's next? If you're listening to this solely for CEO stuff, is let me do my work with my staff, figure out all the intricacies of putting the event together and all that, and we'll have an update within a few months, obviously. We still got plenty of time. I think a lot of things could change with players who can make it and who can't make it. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But going to continue to always answer questions, promote, help, and see these other events hopefully succeed this year. So I'm excited for that. And Kazuya just got announced in Smash. Well, he got announced last week, and then or a couple weeks ago, and they showed him off today. But they had the Dragonborn character, Shantae and Dante. Oh my God, they rhymed. As Mii fighters, which is always disappointing, but at least they're still there in spirit, so to speak. And so excited for Kazuya, though. He comes out tomorrow. I do have to run DreamHack Community Clash, and then after that, I'm jumping right in. So Community Clash will be tomorrow with another 128-man Guilty Gear bracket, which gave us our best viewership last Tuesday. So I'll be producing that with Tong and Juicy. So looking forward to that. Obviously, I actually really enjoy doing those. It kind of gets me in the zone of producing and feeling like I'm a part of an event before offline events return. So, but yeah, DreamHack Beyond, you know, this is where we start hitting the promotion of it. It's the digital festival we'll be doing. And then I'm doing a week long celebration of different fighting game tournaments I'll be producing over that week. So looking forward to that. But July is going to be my focus on everything DreamHack. We're still deciding on what's going to happen with our offline events that we're planning for this year, like Atlanta in November. So still waiting on that. I've already warned them if we do fighting games there, though, because it's Atlanta in the South and we have a very busy region. Let me make the decisions on numbers and capping and space and all that, because that's going to bring a lot of attendance and people are excited. And, you know, looking forward to that. Just happy to be back. You know, I hope things continue to get better. There isn't another lockdown. I think people would riot at this point, just seeing how everyone's living their lives again. You know, you see variants, you see the media continued and all that. So fingers crossed that things continue to get better. But, you know, overall, one thing I will comment is, and I'll end this today with this, is when you have an issue with an event, reach out to the organizers. Don't go on social media and use your pool for, you know, dividing the community or getting topics talked about that could have been easily answered with a single question. I, as the great planning tournament organizer that I am, actually saved a couple spots. Now, when I say a couple, less than five per game for CEO in December before we sold out again. Mostly because I see some international countries that will probably open back up, and then we'll have players that'll try to get in. Obviously, you know, I kept it as fair as possible, but we saved a couple spots. So if you were a big player that didn't make it in, you could have just reached out to me and said, hey, I couldn't get in. Is there anything you can do? I'm like, hey, I actually have another spot. Or if you have someone that wants to actually genuinely give it up, I don't mind making the switch well in advance, right? This isn't something we're going to do, you know, a month before the event or as we're making brackets. Like 5 months out, be more than happy to help you. Just reach out. Don't make me clap back and gain 1,000 followers to put you in your place. But again, you know, both sides of it. I'm on both sides. I'm a former top player, according to some people. You know, so I understand the frustrations of now events are going to sell out, but be prepared. And, you know, don't say, oh, I overslept an alarm or something and then wonder why you didn't get in. So just reach out to TOs. A lot of us are willing to help you guys. You just got to reach out and not make us, you know, roll our eyes at what you've said on social media and then got everybody on a split decision. But again, community always speak for you. This was a shorter one, but I just want to catch you guys up on how I'm feeling, physically a little tired from the weekend, but I feel great mentally, just ready to get back into the swing of things. And, again, to be in this position is overwhelming. I'm very appreciative of it. I know post COVID I'm here to continue doing what I do with events, but I also want to help the future organizers and event planners and players and just be better versions of themselves going in, because a lot of us are so connected that anything we say can be more detrimental than helpful. But if you use it for good, guys, you're going to create some great stuff. And so just keep doing that. This week, you know, besides a lot of DreamHack stuff, 4th of July is coming up. I'll probably do like a small barbecue with friends. I need to get back into gaming. I might try out Ratchet and Clank this week. I'll be streaming some. I'm really digging Guilty Gear Strive. Last comment on why I think Guilty Gear Strive is such a great game. Me personally, coming from Street Fighter, I've always loved Guilty Gear. I used to play the Reloaded version and the earlier versions back in the mid 2000s. And I was decent. I would play Venom and Eddie. And now Venom's not in the game. So I've been using Kai, which is like Ryu with a sword for me. But it's so accessible and fun that every match I play, I learn something that I go as a player with fundamentals like, oh, so that's how I beat that. And it's every match is a learning experience and it's great. Online is awesome. The lobbies are horrible. They need to just have a quick play option for tournaments where you have someone spectate without having to have a little avatar go in and out. So I think they'll work on that and fix it and learn from it for future updates. But otherwise, it's been a blast to play. And every match I play, I learn something new in a easy to digest way. And I think from a spectator side, the game is so pretty. It's going to do very well at events. And that's why it's CEO's biggest event and probably will be the final main event for this year. And who knows? I had to cap it at 768. It actually went to 784, which just basically adds one extra player into each bracket. So because so many people registered the exact same millisecond, it overloaded Smash GG and put them all in the bracket. It had no choice and it couldn't reject people. So that's crazy to think about. You know, I'm excited for Guilty Gear Strive future. I think it's going to continue to grow. It's a great game. I'm going to have it obviously at all my events going forward. And again, easy to digest, super fun to play. You learn something with every single match, their mission mode. So I'm excited for that and what it's going to do for the community online as we get back into offline. So, and if you made it into the tournament, thank you so much. You know, again, I see a lot of spots dropping and stuff, so we'll be able to allow a few people here and there. And I hope to get everyone in who really wanted to get in. But as of now, I got to jump into a meeting for the day. You guys are always awesome. Thank you for listening. And I will see you next time on the Japodcast. Thank you.